Please be seated. This is School of Dad with Adam, Johnny and Callum.
Welcome to School of Dad, the podcast that is going to reveal the truth about becoming a dad. We're going to let you in on the things that they don't tell you, everything that you need to know, and we will prepare you for parenthood in a brutally honest way. So how do we know about it? Well, we've all got the same qualification. We're all dads. And let me introduce us then. I'm Adam, and I'm father of Toby, who is 18 months. To my right, I have Johnny.
I'm Johnny, father of Alex. This is very medieval. I like it.
Father of Alex. How old is Alex?
Alex is 1.5. Okay. And he shall soon sit on the round table.
Johnny doesn't deal in months.
Months, anything after 12 months, then it gets confusing, I think, if anyone's
never
going
on. Never done the months.
The boy who never does the months is Callum. He's to my left. Callum.
Yeah.
Who are you father of?
Ralph.
Yeah.
He's half a year, half 6 year. Months to anyone who does months.
This is School of Dad, the new dad survival guide.
Puts too much pressure on it, though. You're not going to get pregnant that way. Yeah. And so you need to be chill, don't you? To be pregnant. This taxi driver once said the best thing to me. He said, you can be as rich as possible, but you won't have a baby. Be the richest man in the world, but you might never have a baby. It's a blessing. I don't think it's a blessing, but...
So chill out.
Chill out, yeah.
So relax.
Relax.
Well, I think you're probably right.
Who was the taxi driver? The Dalai Lama? Go in peace, my son. Do unto others as they do unto you.
I was at home. Did it in a pot. Okay. Wasn't the most romantic of experiences.
Got seal on there. Weirdo, just like sitting there with her naked and like me and her mum just sitting watching her in the pool.
Was she sort of just sat back and relaxed? Was she on all fours?
No, she was sitting, just like sitting like a bobsleigh racer. I don't know why I've thought of a bobsleigh racer.
But so lying backwards or forwards?
No, just like, I don't forget. Hold on, let me start again. But she was just sitting in the bath. Yeah. Forget cast bobsleighing out.
But tucked in there. Trying to be aerodynamic.
Yeah, it wasn't like that little baby popping out.
Turbo was broke on my birthday. In the morning, and we'd had an argument the day before, surprisingly. She went to bed, I stayed downstairs, got into bed at about 11.
What was the argument about?
I don't know, you know, something stupid, but her mum gave her a foot massage, and that's what we think set it off. Not the argument, I mean, but your mum touches your foot again.
The thing is, he didn't, like, cry right away, and he was also quite purpley. Probably was only 10 seconds. Literally, like, the longest 10 seconds of my life. Just, I was just sitting there just going, just cry, just cry, just cry, just cry. And then finally, he started to cry, and it was just like, my head was gone. And yeah, I did. I was like crying, but not just like, just, it's the most mental experience. And I don't think anything can actually ever prepare you for it. It's insane.
Life changed.
It's just, do you know what? It's not even, for me, it wasn't even like that. It wasn't like, unlike you, Adam, where it's like, oh, great, I can't play football now all the time or play on the PlayStation.
Got into delivery suite, and the doctor went, well, you're having your baby tonight. What do you mean? He's only 26 weeks. How can a 26-week live? We can't do this. Keep him in. And she was like, no, because Gemma, my wife, was so ill. Gemma had developed severe preeclampsia. She had a team of doctors around her. They were all trying to get her blood pressure under control. Her blood pressure went to 220 over 160. And they were like, any second now, you could have a stroke and you could die. So we need to get this little baby out of you.
Three dads, three babies, three completely different lives. This is School of Dad.
You've siphoned milk.
I have, yeah.
I have, but I haven't siphoned it.
You've drunk it?
I've drunk it, yeah, I've done it.
I never did this.
Only because he told me to.
Okay, so
I just wanted to see what it tasted like.
Was that straight from the boob that you had it?
Yeah,
after
I think
2 days.
Just a wee.
What did it taste like?
Coconut milk.
It's nice.
It's like sweet water.
And did you notice that you then were free of all illnesses?
I just was like...
Scurvy had gone.
I was like, I don't ever need to eat again. Really excited about getting him home.
Yeah.
I think there is that kind of feeling where you've got him home and he's sitting there in his car seat and you just sort of, me and Louise are kind of looking at each other like this is mental. And that's why I think it must be even more mental when you come out and you've literally just had the baby and you're straight home that night, because it's like it's just like a more of a intense game of a Tamagotchi or something, do you know what I mean? Like,
this is School of Dad.